I was being bullied by a neighbor kid, and I had just lost it. And I ran inside and I was telling my mom, I'm like, I'm going to kick his butt. You know, I'm going to go. And my mom had always been like this kind of, she's from Boston, so she's a little fiery, but like, but she'd always been like, you know, let's work it out. You know, let's kind of try to work out the situation. But this time she was like, you know what, Mikey, go kick his ass, you know? So I ran out there to go kick his ass. And he kicked mine. And so that was a really, a very challenging moment because I finally felt like I was going to stand up for myself and beat this bully up. And I got beat up, right? And so it just added fuel to the fire in terms of my lack of what at the time I didn't know. But now as an adult and having studied a little bit of psychology and is self-efficacy, right? I didn't feel powerful, effective, or valuable. My sense of worth was significantly trampled at that point. And fast forward, you know, I'm now, you know, many years later, I'm married. I've been married for 15 years this coming October. So
congrats.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we're going to Ireland to celebrate. I can't wait. But you know, I was married in 2004, and I had started my career in the financial services around that same time. I was very successful right off the bat. I had married my childhood sweetheart. By 2007, we had purchased our first home, and in Santa Cruz County, which is a little slice of heaven in California, and I had two kids, and then the financial crisis came. Within months after that, we closed escrow on August of 2007. So, you know, basically 6 months later, the tides turn and my business tanks multiple years in a row. And I had a year's worth of income in the bank. We had burned through, by 2010, we had burned through all of that capital. I had basically, I was skimming on fumes. I had very little new business coming in. And I was in peak, prior to the financial crisis, I was in peak physical condition because that little kid in me didn't want to be fat anymore. So I was very in great physical shape. And by the financial crisis, I had ballooned up to 250 pounds. I had two kids. In 2007, we went from two kids to four kids in 2010 and ultimately short-sold our home in October of 2010. So here I am. I was a very successful person in the eyes of the world. Yeah. I had, up to that point, everything. I had checked all the boxes, right? Childhood sweetheart, kids, home in Santa Cruz, money in the bank, good clients. But then there are just some things that are way outside of your control that you have no ability to maneuver, but you can choose how you respond to them, right? I didn't have a high degree of self-awareness about the true treasure is the internal life, not the external life, right? I'm a religious man. I have a Catholic faith.
Yeah.
But I really had a come to Jesus conversation during that financial crisis where I had to really come to grips with the fact that I'm either gonna walk the talk or just walk, right? And so in 2010, we short sold our home and I had to really go deep inside to make sense of the fact that I felt like a complete and total failure and fraud, right? I failed my wife, right? I failed my kids. I failed myself. I was financially in a mess. So I felt like I was a fraud to my clients that I was advising, right? But we were all in this, right? But my identity became foreclosed upon, right, as this failure. And then to make matters worse, in 2010, December of 2010, my son Charlie was born. He's number four. he's an awesome kid, but he was a total surprise. And so we had the combination of the financial crisis and all of that stuff weighing on me, plus the fact that now I'm a father of four kids and I don't know what the heck is going on. I actually plummeted into depression, and that ended up becoming one of the greatest gifts ever, because it put me in the chair of a therapist who I've been meeting with every year, for every quarter, for the last 8 years. My son's eight, almost nine. And it's given me the time, at least once a quarter, to go on that inner journey, to make sense of the challenges that I've experienced in my life, to acknowledge that, yeah, they've happened to me. Yes, I was bullied. Yes, I did experience the financial crisis. Yes, I didn't feel believed in by my father at certain points in my life. Yes, my best friend's dad died when I was 14, right? Like, all of those things did happen to me, but they also happened for me if I choose to, right? But the only way I was able to come to recognize that is because I gave myself the space and the time to do that.
Yeah, that's tough, man. And Mike, I just want to go back to that moment where you were fed up with this kid and you're walking out to beat him up. And because that's a moment that happens to all of us in life. We're fed up and yeah. Now it's a go time. And then we go all in and we fail.
Mm-hmm.